This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, I just love that entrance from Rush. One of my favorite songs. Love to crank that thing up back in the old days. All right, well, the AP and USA Today coaches polls came out today, and Kansas pretty much showed everybody they meant business. They beat Oklahoma again. So if you sweep one of your rivals twice in a season, that's pretty undisputed. Villanova rests at number one, which is a shocker. Virginia beat them earlier this year. Iowa is fourth in the AP, but as low as sixth in the USA Today. UNC has risen back to fifth. Maryland took a bad beating at home in College Park to Wisconsin. That was a strange game. They looked like they pretty much got routed in the first half.
Yeah.
UVA is still at seventh in the AP, but dropped to eighth in the USA Today. Xavier is at eighth. They're finally slipping a little bit. Michigan State is ninth. They just dog Virginia everywhere we go. They've got Michigan State Spartan people tracking us everywhere we go. West Virginia, a team Virginia has beaten recently, at Madison Square Garden, no less. They're at number 10 and number 11 in the polls. Miami is hovering at 11 and 10 in the polls, and they're dangerous, let's face it. Arizona is 12th, but I think Arizona lacks a point guard, and I'm not sure that they can be a true challenger to the Elite Eight or Final Four, but they've got big men.
Oh, yeah.
Iowa State is 13th in one poll, 15th in the USA Today. Kentucky has risen to 14th. Makes me a little nervous because they've always got a bunch of horses. Dayton is at 15. Oregon, Purdue, Louisville, Notre Dame, Duke. All those teams are hovering there around 17 to 20. SMU, which shouldn't even be in the poll because they cannot participate in the NCAA tournament. Indiana, Providence, Texas, and Baylor. Hats off to Shaka Smart. He's got his team at 24 in the AP. And let's face it, for a guy coming in to turn things around, I'd say that's a pretty good year. Whether they finish there or not, hats off to Shaka. Baylor is at 25th. I've yet to see a Baylor game this year, so I don't know what's going on with those guys. All right, let's get back to the Wahoos and NC State. I don't think that they're going to put Malcolm Brogdon on Cat Barber. That's foolish. I think London Parentes will probably start on him, and they will rotate Devin Hall. They may put Shayok on him. They could use any number of the other guards rotating in there, maybe Darius Thompson. I think they got to rest Malcolm on defense a little bit so that he has got all his energy to carry the offense.
Right.
And he, to his credit, I want to say this out loud right now, as a potential first team and should be first team All-American and the logical candidate to be MVP of the ACC this year, Malcolm Brogdon is doing it all over the floor. He's bringing the ball up the court. He's running the offense. He's taking the big shot when the shot clock is winding down. He's getting rebounds. He gets steals. He hits the three. He takes more threes than anybody, and he makes big ones, although Saturday he had a tough time behind the line. I want to see more from Anthony Gill. Anthony Gill is very gifted. He needs to get open and call for the bloody ball. And for that matter, I want Tony Bennett to put Toby in there to play him more minutes. Toby gives Virginia an offensive weapon that other teams have to defend. What do you think, Robert?
Well, he does. Toby does in that regard. You're right. And as far as the defensive effort goes, I think we've seen Virginia. They like to change it up. They play that team defense. So it's not as if you have one guy that tries to shut somebody down. They're going to probably try to contain Barber, and they're going to have to help because you can't put one guy in front of him. So whoever is on him at the moment, depending on how that defense runs, let's look for more than one guy to shift in and out and try to take advantage of that, see if they can contain him, keep him from getting into the paint. And it's going to be a long night if he does.
I couldn't agree more. Perfectly stated by Robert Fish, our guest co-host tonight. All right, we're going to jump to break now. We've got Uri Barnes coming up in the next segment. Uri is an old friend of the program, an old friend of mine, And he'll give us some excellent insights as to the Cavalier basketball team this year. And I know he saw the weekend's game. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.